You're listening to Wisconsin Today. I'm Rob Ferret.
And I'm Kate Archer-Kent. Now it's time for Wisconsin Life. Here's producer Sarah Hopeful with a story about the early days of fatherhood.
Becoming a parent for the first time can bring a wild range of emotions. Chris Myers of Milwaukee came head-to-head with those feelings in the middle of a supermarket. The following story was told at The Moth during an open mic story slam in Milwaukee where the theme of the night was happy. Here's Chris live at The Moth.
In the run-up to my first daughter's birth, I discovered that the gulf between how I thought I should feel and how I did feel was getting wider and wider. It wasn't so much that I felt blue or sad or anything, it was just that it was a little bit beyond my reach. This came to a quick head as 2 weeks before she was born, my wife and I, late one evening, were hanging out. She sits down and says, "Ooh!" And it is the most significant "ooh" I'm ever going to hear in my life. Because we spend 3.5 hours trying to figure out if we're in labor. Now, I'm just going to tell you, if you're planning on having a kid, if you spend 3 hours, if you spend 2 hours trying to figure out if you're in labor, you're in labor. So we rush to the hospital, and about 45 minutes after that, I'm holding my daughter, Eleanor. And I'm relieved. I'm happy in a sense, but I'm not really feeling the joy. It's still kind of beyond me. Well, luckily my wife steps in and she sends me to go get her some non-hospital food. And so I go across the street to Whole Foods, which is a bastion of drama. And there, in aisle, I think it was 7, I'm reaching for an Italian soda, and as I reach for it, I hear a drum beat on the radio. Dum, 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 and a keyboard and a baby's cry. And it's this throwaway song that I've never paid attention to for the most part. But I fall to my knees sobbing because it's Stevie freaking Wonder's "Isn't She Lovely?" And I am suddenly clobbered by the reality of what is hit, and well, frankly, I'm floored. And as I'm having my epiphany, I'm sitting there, and I can hear in the back of my head this voice saying something to the effect of, "There's an incident in aisle 7. And I'm looking around thinking, I'm the only guy in aisle 7. There's nothing going on. Oh. Good parenthood moment. I'm going to mention, I didn't drop the bottle. Cradled, sobbing over my lemon lime Italian soda. I get this 19-year-old kid, he's kind of geeky looking, and comes up, very Whole Foods-y. And he's like, "Are you okay, sir?" And I'm cradling a bottle of Italian soda and trying to explain to him the beauty, the depth, the grapes of what 10 fingers and 10 toes is suddenly meaning to me. And I'm not doing a good job of it. Finally, I just settle for, "I'm fine." I spend a lot of time at the floor of Whole Foods, aisle 7, cradling bottles of Italian soda. He goes away. He's glad that I tell him I'm fine. But the problem is still in aisle 7. So I rate a little bit higher, and I get the manager, who looks like Rush Limbaugh's angrier brother. And I decide honesty is the best policy this time around. And as soon as he gets up there, I try and stand up. Standing up looks like you're in control. And so I turn to him, and I'm like, "Look, man, I just had my first daughter born not an hour ago across the street from here, and this song is playing." And he hasn't heard it. It's background noise to him. But suddenly he does, and his face is blank for a second, and then I am buried in man. My shoulder's getting wet. And all he can sob out to me is, "Mine was born 3 months ago, too."
That was Chris Myers from Milwaukee at an open mic Moth Story Slam in Milwaukee. You can hear the full story and find more information at wisconsinlife.org. Wisconsin Life is a co-production of Wisconsin Public Radio and PBS Wisconsin in partnership with Wisconsin Humanities. Additional support comes from Lowell and Mary Peterson of Appleton. I'm Sarah Hopeful.
You're listening to Wisconsin Today.